Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome back to another edition of Real Answers with Christopher Anderson. Wednesdays, during the noon report, we tackle the tough topics facing today's families with licensed mental health counselor Christopher Anderson. And, well, it's that time of year, Chris, spring cleaning, and we're not just talking about our houses and yards.
That's for sure, Brent. You know, and I'd say doing a little mental health spring cleaning is not only biblical, but it will also help us when tackling that yard work and also vacuuming under the bed, too.
Well, I know I can benefit from that for sure, but let's go ahead and get right into it. How can we relate spring cleaning to our mental health?
Like I said, it's really a biblical principle to monitor what we bring into our minds. There's plenty of scripture, Brandon, that supports how our thought processes ultimately influence our behaviors and our relationships, both with God and with other people. But consider 1 Corinthians 10:5, where we're commanded to take every thought captive to make it obedient to Christ. So the context of this scripture is referring to be able to refute arguments that come against the knowledge of God and God's truth. But the process of doing this, of refuting arguments and refuting our beliefs that may not be accurate, is really what we're talking about here. So the process of taking thoughts captive, again, really refers to this whole process of what do we do with the stuff that's in our mind that we've let in and the messages that we've absorbed that might not be doing us very well. In other words, in terms of how we respond emotionally and then how our behaviors come from that. So there's just so much out there today that's really setting itself up against the knowledge of God and living for Christ, that there's never been a time where we've really needed to be aware of this more so than now, and also to know how to reject false messages, the prosperity messaging that we're seeing in, we'll say, certain churches, but also that touchy-feely stuff that may make us feel good but not actually be backed up by truth.
What are some practical steps people can take to help this spring cleaning process?
So the first thing I would say is, again, identify your sources of information, as well as understand and know how much time you actually spend engaging in those sources. Remember, you don't need to have a steady stream of information coming in constantly. Don't let that irrational social media fear of missing out keep you from reducing your stream of inflow. Consider mainstream media and then look at your own personal social media habits. And basically, just cut back. You don't need to have, like I said, every notification flashing on your phone. You don't got to constantly look to see who likes what and what this famous person say and what did that famous person do. I mean, all of that clouds our ability to hear God's truth and to really be able to process events in life from a very healthy, truthful standpoint. Number two, consider taking time to prayerfully examine things that make you anxious, make you depressed, or stresses you out. Are there certain topics or themes that you just can't seem to come to terms with? In other words, that you just can't seem to reconcile internally? Are there certain thought patterns that repeatedly cause you distress? And if so, write them down. Try to identify themes and then talk to somebody. It doesn't need to be a counselor necessarily. You might just need to speak with a trusted friend or a pastor, but don't discount speaking to a counselor if that stress is very high and debilitating, in other words, impacting negatively your functioning and daily activities. Number three, consider other things in your life that contribute to your overall mental health and things that contribute to what we can call mental fatigue. Make sure you're making room in your life for the important things, such as healthy relationships, taking time out for hobbies, outdoor activities, especially this time of year when we're getting these little days of springtime and we've just come through a very long gray winter. Get outside, get some fresh air. You know, our priorities in this nation and our society right now, not just society, but the world really, are so definitely ungodly, very messed up, if you will, because social media and all this online internet living that we seem to do just tends to throw so many things at us that we really don't need in there. So we need to be willing to reorganize and safeguard how we spend our time. And then, of course, maintaining good sleep, good diet, and exercise habits, too, goes a long way for maintaining mental health. And then, Brandon, I'll say this in closing. Remember, too, to draw that all-important support system. Don't isolate, and I know folks have heard me say that many times before.
You've been listening to another edition of Real Answers with Christopher Anderson. Wednesdays during the noon report, we tackle the tough topics facing today's families with Christian counselor Christopher Anderson.